This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Illinois Senate voted yesterday to confirm Raymond Poe as the director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Poe, who's a third-generation farmer, was appointed to the position by Governor Bruce Rauner on November 13th of last year. He previously served 21 years in the Illinois House, representing the 99th District, where he served on the House Ag and Conservation Committee. Director Poe also previously served as president of the Sangamon County Farm Bureau and Lincoln Land Farm Supply. During his time in the state legislature, Director Poe received several prestigious awards, honors, and certificates of appreciation. Among the accolades he's most proud of, he says, is the Friends of Agriculture Award, given to him by the Illinois Farm Bureau. Director Poe has been very active in his community and with various ag organizations throughout the years. Today, Director Poe and his wife Carol reside in Sangamon County. They have 3 children, 9 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild. And not only do we have a new director of ag, but we also have a new state fair manager. Longtime Illinois Department of Ag employee Kevin Gordon has been named Division Manager of Fairs and Promotional Services. Gordon will serve as the State Fair Manager and also oversees the management of 4 bureaus, and those are the Illinois State Fair, the DeCoin State Fair, Business Services, and County Fairs and Horse Racing. I had a chance to talk with Kevin yesterday, and he told me a little about himself and why both state fairs are so important to our state.
I was born and raised in Morris, Illinois. I grew up bucking bales and walking beans and shucking corn since I was about 9 years old. I'm married, 3 children, and I've been in Springfield for the last 28 years. I've been with the state of Illinois for 28 years. And I've been with the Illinois State Fair since the year 2000. I've been the assistant manager here and also the chief of operations.
So definitely have the experience to help you with this role now as the new manager, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Every morning I get out of bed and I'm blessed. This is by far the best job in the world. I mean, my job is to put on the biggest party in the state of Illinois, highlighting agriculture. For 10 days. It's wonderful. And now with the DeCoin State Fair underneath us, I have 20 days.
Well, you're coming in at a definitely controversial time for the state with all of the state budget issues going on, but we are assuming that if we have a state fair manager, there are going to be the fairs this year.
I hope so. By law, there has to be 2 fairs in the state of Illinois, here in Springfield and down in DeCoin.
And what are the dates for those? When will those be taking place?
The State Fair here in Springfield is August 11th through the 21st. And down in DeCoin, it is Friday, August 26th through Monday, Labor Day, September 5th.
Okay, well, we can definitely be looking forward to those this summer. And, you know, you mentioned now you have 20 days to highlight agriculture between both fairs. Really want to talk about the importance of agriculture to Illinois. As those of us in the ag industry know, it is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, industry in the state. So just talk a little to why it is so important to have these fairs.
Oh, absolutely. Being the number one industry in the state, I mean, the fairs provide us with an opportunity to promote and educate the public in agriculture. We try to do as much interactive and educational things as we can here. One of the big highlights last year is we moved the Department of Agriculture tent to the middle of the fairgrounds here, where it should be. They did a great job, our PIO office and also our marketing agency over here at Department of Ag. Again, with the interactive, we had cooking shows in there. We put together ag barn tours, things along that line. Went extremely well. We're looking to build on that success. Another thing we also did was we basically put together a selection Saturday where you had all the breed champs and the runners-up. We brought them into the Coliseum on Saturday afternoon, selected our sale of champions at that point in time, and then we went ahead and moved the sale of champions from the Livestock Center over to the Coliseum on Tuesday. that was a huge hit with the agricultural community, and they loved it. We got tremendous feedback on that, and we're looking to expand on that this year also.
As I was at the fair, those were all great things, and hope to see those as well as others again this year. Something else to touch on, I want to talk about the Fairgrounds Foundation bill. Where is this moving? I know it has been, it was approved as a bipartisan bill. So what's the next step? And talk about the benefits that this could give the fairgrounds.
I'll tell you what, this Governor Rauner's initiative, he went ahead and actually revived Director Poe's bill from a year ago. And it's just a great piece of legislation. It's a win-win for everybody, and including the taxpayers. I would go ahead and free up needed monies for social services and education. This funding would come from private donations, corporate sponsorships, and everything along that line to help out with the, you know, with the capital improvements we need here and also down in DuQuoin. And I'll tell you what, everyone listening out there, I really, really encourage you to go ahead and contact your elected officials and really get behind this bill.
And just a last question for you, being the new fairground manager, any changes you would like to see or goals that you have moving forward with the fair?
There are several things right now in the works. We're changing Happy Hollow around. It'll be a lot more family-oriented. I think people are really going to enjoy it down there. Preview night on Thursday night this year, we're actually, you know, we've always called it preview night, but we're going to make it a preview night. We're going to have an event in the grandstand. We're going to actually, you know, preview things occurring at the fair. We're going to go hand out parade awards, things like that there. And we're also looking at putting on a free concert. There are several other things in the works that I really can't reveal at this time. But we'll definitely keep you posted.
Kevin Gordon, the new Illinois State Fair manager. We'll have more after these messages. Forecasters from Japan to the U.S. and Indonesia have predicted a La Nina could develop this year, potentially changing weather globally. As El Nino weakens and La Nina starts to take shape, forecasters with the University of Missouri say the weather event seems likely to bring hot and dry weather to the Midwest this summer. The Midwest experienced a relatively mild winter and, according to Tony Lupo, a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Missouri, a fading El Nino leaves part of the U.S. open to dry conditions. La Nina is a weather pattern that directs the jet stream from the Pacific Ocean on a northeastern path over Canada. Rain-producing storms follow the jet stream, leaving states in the central and south-central U.S. dry. Lupo says he does not expect the summer weather in the Midwest to be comparable to the drought conditions of 2012, but still calls the forecast bad for agriculture. Bloomberg says the most recent La Nina weather event began in 2010 and continued into 2012. China may permit cultivation of genetically modified corn within the next 5 years. An official with China's agriculture ministry said the nation will push forward the process of introducing pest-resistant cotton and pest-resistant corn as part of a 5-year plan being implemented starting this year. However, no further information was provided by China. Pro Farmers First Thing Today reports that while China is the largest buyer of genetically modified soybeans, it has not permitted the cultivation of biotech crops except cotton and papaya. State-owned ChemChina's purchase of Syngenta in February did spur talk that a ban on GMO cultivation may soon be lifted. And that's all we have for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.